live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This show is dedicated to fighting republicanism, bullshit, evil, and defending the law of God. Today is Sunday, April 10th. It's 4 o'clock Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. You can call in at 415-738-0689. That's 415-738-0689. Our website is TalkWarrior.com. Now, introducing the star of Live from Mount Sinai, from Mount Sinai, Massachusetts, weighing in at 201 pounds, the heavyweight champion of heaps, the circumcised surrealist, the scourge of Limba, Moshe Moses Moskowitz.
All right. Now, I just want to say, like, you know, what is this, the Scourge of Limbaugh?
I don't know who wrote that. I just read it.
You know what's just fucking terrible is that, what do you say, circumcised surrealist?
that's what the copy says.
Who writes that shit?
I don't know.
I'm gonna call the producer, and this is gonna be some shit is gonna fly, man. I mean, like, what are they hiring? Interns to write this shit? Oh man. Well, look, I'm just totally sick, and I mean that literally. I'm like lactose intolerant. And it's like, you know, but I live in denial. I'm a lactose intolerant guy that lives in denial. So I like eat like a whole pizza, a whole large pizza yesterday. I'm like, oh no, it'll be okay. I'll live. It's okay. So I've done it before, but I was sick all night. I was so ill I couldn't sleep. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, I hadn't slept. I go to get some Coke to, like, settle my stomach. And then there's, like, and I learned that there's a whole world of insane lunatics up at that hour shopping for food. I couldn't believe it. Could you believe that?
I don't get out that early.
What kind of a maniac gets up at 7 o'clock in the fucking morning? And I can understand maybe they're just like crawling around and they're like, oh, give me coffee. They're shopping. They're going about their business. It's Sunday. It's 7 o'clock. I mean, isn't this like the day of rest for you Gentiles?
Something like that. But you know, civilized people don't get up until like 2 p.m. We're talking like
normal people don't get up until that time. I don't know about civilized, but you know, you gotta have like an anal retentive problem to be up at 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. It's one reason if you like you gotta go to work,
yeah,
and you're forced to be up at that hour. But you know, I might have to run. I'm gonna have to actually. I'm not kidding you. Just like run to the bathroom because I'm like still sort of ill.
Okay.
So we might have.
I got my soft shoes on. I can do a little heel toe for you.
So,
look, for a second.
I've come up. I know that this. You know, one thing I left out in the intro is that you're like some kind of reverend. In some weird culty church.
I've been thinking about the reverend.
Yeah, well, I have too. I want to go with Reverend Vic.
I don't know. I think I like Reverend Jed I. Knight better.
That's terrible. Okay.
Yeah, it's perfect.
All right. No. We're going to have to talk about this after the show. I'm not. It's not acceptable here.
But I'm not a Reverend Vic. I just...
Look, okay. I think Vic says it all, because Vic is like... one moment. Look, I just want you to know, and I want all my listeners to know, that I am starting a whole I'm coining a whole new a name for this type of radio programming that I'm doing.
Okay.
It's called Hit and Run Radio.
All right.
Because we hit the subject and we run. Because we don't sit around and put people to sleep. We keep moving. It's hit and run, baby. So we got to move, you know. It's like, you know, you ever hear of gonzo journalism? You know, his name? Hunter Thompson. He coined it. Well, I'm the first. I just want you fuckers to know, okay, that I am the first one to coin this name. It's mine, and everyone else is going to be a phony for taking this name. But actually, no one's going to take this name because no one even listens to my fucking show. I'm going to go into that because I have something serious to say about that. But let's just give you a plug for your radio show. What is that now?
Well, I'm Sean, actually Reverend Jed I. Knight, the Subgenius. My website is upstartradio.com, humanist radio station. Check it out.
I didn't know it was humanist.
Pretty much. It's got humans in it.
No, there's some revolutionary stuff on it, man. There's not. I wouldn't call that humanism.
It's not revolutionary.
There's some people that are ready to take up arms.
Yeah, but you got to hear that. You got to know that. You know, and somebody might snap in the line. Hey, we don't like it.
Look, I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm not sitting in opposition.
Actually, you know what? I really don't.
I'm nonpartisan here. I'm not saying you should. I'm not taking a side. But go on.
Yeah. I don't really believe, personally, I don't believe in revolution because it only hurts, you know, the poor people and, you know, the people that, you know, need the most help. That's who revolution hurts. And, you know, it's basically just a fight between rich people. But I do believe in democracy, and it's a very democratic station, and I allow free speech. And anything short of hate-mongering. I don't, you know, put any hate up there except for the president. Or a so-called president, because there's enough of that around.
You know, there's a lot of talk about this democracy. You know, everyone loves democracy.
Uh-huh.
And let me just say, you know, there's not a lot of alternatives. However, democracy really is only good for the majority. If you're in the minority like me, you're going to be fucked by a democracy.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's why I got to, you know, that's why we got to stand up for it. It's because, you know, we don't have true representation. We don't have, you know, a fair elections. We don't have that. And we're supposed to be bringing it all over the planet, you know, and, you know, it shouldn't be, you know, it's just marketed, you know, it's just a word, like a tagline, like a brand name.
Yeah, something that Bush says.
But I believe that, you know, if there was a fair election and the minority actually got to be heard, which they're not, then, you know, we would have a much better society because the least of us would be taken care of. And that's what democracy is for. Is, you know, your society is supposed to be judged by the least among you. And I look around and I see, you know, one homeless person being, or one homeless family, and, you know, that's just too much. You know, if you want to be a society, you got to take care of everybody. Yeah, you know, you get what you want after everyone gets what they need. But that's just me.
All right, I gotta keep moving, Sean.
Hit and run.
It's hit and run. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
Someday we're gonna have to do a show on democracy, but today we're gonna do what are we? We're gonna do. I have to play a. I finally got a voicemail from some guy. Something I can record. He's like an angry white male. I don't know. He's angry, and he just left this message. He didn't say who he was. I'll play that in a little while, but before I say that, I just want to bring up. I just want to talk a little bit about cowards. Okay, gutless, spineless, gonadless cowards, okay, that are afraid to confront me on this show, all right? There's one I want to talk about two cowards in particular. The first coward is it's not actually one coward, it's a whole community of cowards. It's called the Che Guevara community. There's a whole community of they call themselves communists, but it's I think really, you know, that's highly questionable whether they're really communists, because they're also promoting this whole website called the Che Store, which sells all kinds of shit. And their tag, I want you to go here, everyone, thechestore.com, and their tagline is "For all your revolutionary needs." Okay, but you think they're gonna sell like guns or something, you know? What does a communist revolutionary need? He needs an AK-47. Okay, but not selling that. They're selling shirts, headwear, clocks, wallets, all kinds of useless shit. But anyway, I don't want to get too caught up into whether or not they're really capitalists. Or not. I think that, you know, we're moving. Okay, we're moving on. But let me just say, I did a whole show about Che Guevara's bigotry. And let me just read you one. This is just one. I read you like four examples of his bigotry. I did a whole show on Che Guevara. Let me just read the quote. Okay, this is just one example. This is a quote from Che Guevara in the Motorcycle Diaries. Quote, "The blacks, those magnificent examples of the African race who have maintained their racial purity thanks to their lack of an affinity with bathing, have seen their territory invaded by a new kind of slave, the Portuguese." Unquote. And actually, I'm skipping a little bit, but let me move on. Quote, "The black is an indolent and a dreamer, spending his meager wage on frivolity or drink. The European has the tradition of work and saving, which has pursued him as far as this corner of America and drives him to advance himself even independently of his own individual aspirations," unquote. Now, there was remarks made by Che Guevara about not only blacks, racist remarks about not only about blacks, but also Jews, not anti-Semitic remarks. It was a homophobic and anti-homosexual remark. He was a bigot. And let me just say to my listeners that before I did this show, I contacted ChaLives.com, okay, and I said, "I'm doing the show on Che Guevara's bigotry." And, you know, and they don't, they don't respond back to me. I had actually tried to be on their website prior to that. They didn't let me in, and they never given me any explanation why. When I said, "Well, how come I can't get on your website?" They didn't tell me. Okay, I'm a socialist. It's not like I'm some kind of a right winger, you know. But apparently I wasn't far left enough, or I wasn't or I was too open-minded for them, or I don't know. But anyways, I gave them an opportunity to be on my show before I did it. I gave them ample warning. Then I did the show, and now they're having a fucking shit fit. They're having a wig out that I did the show, and I said all these horrible things about Che Guevara, and they're being all apologetic about it. Like,
I read those. Our site was down. Oh, we're so sorry, or whatever. It seemed like damage control.
Damage control, that's the word.
But you look at it. They're selling like jock straps and stuff like that with Che Guevara on it. You can't.
But this is not exaggeration. I think they probably are selling jock straps.
Well, I say that because a station, a pirate station local to me, I go to their site. I usually record my commie show, which is Telegrafica Oculta.
You do a commie show?
Well, they're commies, and they do a two-hour show, and the best part about it is you learn a little more about what's going south of the border, and also they have stuff like a pirate report where they talk about crimes on the high seas and local ports in India and around, and it's a very informative show. It was a great show, But they haven't had a stream on the internet for like a month now, and I've had to drop that time slot because I can't record it anymore off of the web because they have, you know, they used to stream, but their streaming server has been whacked for like the last 3 weeks, so I can't do anything, you know. But they've got they're trying to sell like jock straps and this is not, this is the pirate radio station. You know, it's like it seems to me like they're more interested in selling shit than having their stream on the goddamn internet.
Look,
you know,
communists shouldn't be selling shit.
I'm talking about the radio station, not Telegrafica Oculta.
Right.
Actually, I've caught in flack from Dr. Sebastian for having ads on my radio station, which I'm trying to move to my own server, hopefully eventually. But at this time, you know, you click in and they try and sell you something, you get kind of upset. So it's not the commies trying to sell anything, but I'm saying that, you know, that just seems like the fashion.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, I got a website, let's try and sell all this crap. And it's not just crap, it's overpriced crap.
That's right.
You know, it's now this is Cafe Press.
That's right. Yeah, they're selling that shit.
But you see, it's like, and it's American made, that's all good there, made in the USA and all that shit. But it's crap. You know, you don't want to pay $15 for a mouse pad.
Okay. But
no.
Okay.
Hello.
Let me get to the point. But anyways, and I say to these Che Guevara people, I say, okay, look, if you're upset by the fact that I called a Che Guevara racist, which he is, which he was, he's dead now. He's I had the smoking gun. He was obviously a bigot. Okay. Then why don't you come on the show? We'll do a second show, and you can talk about why you think he wasn't a racist, or maybe he recanted. Who knows? But how am I supposed to know if they don't come on the fucking show to defend him? They won't confront me. I keep saying, come on the show, come on the show, but they don't want to do it. They're cowards. They're gutless. Okay. And you know what? I don't know. I follow the law of God. I don't follow the law of government or man. And as far as I'm concerned, is that if you can't confront the truth, if you're going to run and hide, it's an implicit admission of guilt. They're guilty. Okay. They're creepy, guilty people. That's all. Okay, let me go on to the second gutless.
Well said.
Well, yeah. It's sort of said like I'm a raving lunatic. Well said, like a raving fucking a lunatic. Okay. Now, the second coward is I did another show about Wadiko. Wadiko I expose an abusive summer camp for mentally ill children. I went there. A guy called Kyle, also a camper, did the show. He also went there, and I interviewed him about the camp. And after I did the show, I gave the director of the camp, Dr. Harry Parade, an opportunity to respond to these allegations of abuse. Okay? But does this fucker, you know, get back to me? No. He runs and hides. He's afraid to confront me.
Huh.
You know, something? The whole system is so fucking corrupt, and it makes me so angry that I have no fucking power at all. Because if I had some power, if I had listeners, I would be dangerous. But the thing is, the system doesn't want to give me a voice because I'm too dangerous. Because if they had someone like me, okay, actually, you know, articulating shit to people, telling the truth of things, the whole system would just break down and collapse. You know?
I disagree there, but...
Go ahead. No. How do you disagree?
I think that truth is is a good thing. You know, that's why I believe in the pirate radio movement and the low-power FM movement, because...
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm saying that
it would fall apart.
The reason why... No, it would fall apart, because if people like me were given the opportunity, and I'm going to talk about why I'm being denied this opportunity, but to speak to a real mass audience, okay, there would be heads would fucking roll.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And you think it's a bad thing?
No, I think it's a bad thing that I'm not going to be that I'm not being given a voice.
You're making your voice heard.
I'm segueing. Now I'm using a radio. See, this is like a radio television term. Segue. See?
Yeah, but you're in denial.
I'm selling out. I'm using these words now. I am segueing into this topic. All right. Now I want to talk about, and I think after I do this, we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about, and we're going to play the angry white male guy. But I just want to say that you can call in at 415-738-0689. That's 415-738-0689. We're going to try to make an effort to do this show each week at 4 o'clock on Sunday, okay, so we don't tape it so people could call in. And the show is actually not streamed live. It used to be, but not anymore. I just don't have the money for it. But I want people to call in. Anyways, before I totally lose my voice, hold on. I'm going to do the DMOZ announcement. This is an announcement this is something I choreographed that I wrote. But anyways, here. DMOZ.org, DMOZ.org, rejected my listing for TalkWarrior.com. I was really counting on the DMOZ listing to spread the word. I view the DMOZ rejection as part of the conspiracy to silence me. It's not an overt conspiracy. People don't sit around the table figuring out how to silence my message and deny me access to the people, but they are so afraid of my unwillingness to placate the right that they feel compelled to shut me up. DMOZ is technically nonpartisan, but I should point out that it is the left who are mostly responsible for silencing me. Because the DMOZ rejection makes the prospect of reaching a real audience dubious, I decided to go to a bi-weekly format. I will be doing this show every other week instead of every week. There's really no sense in killing myself over a world that chooses to deny reality and bury its head in the sand. I really don't know why I even bothered to do the show for a pissant little audience. It's really an existential question for me. So I've said what I have to say. Do you have any comments? You have something to say.
Is that DMOZ?
DMOZ. See, the DMOZ people, what it is like a database.
Uh-huh.
And like, if you get in the listing, thousands of sites mirror the listing. So if you get in the DMOZ listing, you're actually getting into thousands of sites that mirror the listing, and that increases your Google strength exponentially. I've gotten into the DMOZ with another site, something unrelated, and you'll get your hits will be increased, your traffic will be increased, you know, fivefold, tenfold.
And what are you saying? They're not letting you in or something?
Yes.
I don't understand.
They're not letting me in to their streaming audio. You know,
where is it?
DMOZ.org. Go there and type in talk radio or streaming audio or something like that, and you can find the listing. You'll see there that there's, you know, the sites that they have there is like AOL. You know, they're like they're you know, the stations are put on, like, AOL homepage. You know, they're like...
XM
you know,
Radio, Life Talk.
They're like Mickey Mouse, you know.
Serious.
And they're not even current. More than half of the websites don't even work. Or they're not even broadcasting. The only most of it is comedy, you know, or computer geek talk. You know, it's amazing.
I'm looking at it. There's nothing really. You got ESPN. That's the thing about it. It's like, you know, anything to do with like the larger like AOL and all that good stuff, it's going to be watered down. I mean, I don't think it.
There's one political show there.
There's no conspiracy out to get you.
There is a conspiracy. No, there is a conspiracy.
Well, we talked about. We know about the conspiracy, but that's a subgenius.
How about Radio Power? How come Radio Power didn't even respond back to me? How come?
What's Radio Power?
You don't know Radio Power. They were the biggest liberal radio network before Air America, and they're like a pure internet radio network. Okay, they wouldn't get back to me. Radio Power.
I don't really equate that to like a conspiracy.
No.
I equate that to like their own piss snobbery. You know, they all, you know, that's the thing about, you know, like,
okay, you know who's on Radio Power, the guy we talked about.
Yeah, I'm looking at Analog Voyager, something like that.
Tom, what's his name?
Tom Hartman. Yeah.
Hartman.
Uh-huh.
He's on Radio Power.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I don't listen to him either. I don't know who these people are.
They're a lot bigger than I am. They get an audience, but you know, everywhere I would go when I first started to promote this station, I would say they would have all these people would have listings of you know liberal radio stations. I say, you know, could you list me? No one does. The only people that listed me was the Lefty Directory. That's the only people. The podcast people have also been listening. Have also they've listed me. But with the podcast people, it's a new technology, and they're probably they're not being too picky. You know, so and there's also actually other left wing. They're more open, but still.
You just keep finding places.
Look,
it sounds like you're hitting 50-50. You're getting some sites that
No. I'm getting. I'm like 1/100. No, excuse me. I'm 1/99. Sorry. No, I'm being fucked. I mean, it's like I tried to get on the. For example, I tried to get on chelibs.com. Okay, a long time ago, they didn't let me in. Okay, I couldn't post a message. I tried to get on the democraticunderground.org. I couldn't post a message on their forums. I'm being fucked by the left. And you know something? If I ever get power, if I ever get an audience, heads are going to fucking roll.
Dun, 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 dun,
you laugh, dun, but I'm gonna kick their fucking ass.
Sorry, Star Wars.
It's all right. It's gonna be like that. I'm gonna be the Darth Vader of the left. I'm gonna be seeking vengeance.
Oh, geez, see?
I'm gonna start speaking.
God.
You know, like.
We got Darth Vader on one side and Reverend Jedi Knight on the other.
I'm gonna get the laugh. The fuckers. Okay, you know, I have to rest my voice. We're gonna have to take a break. Okay, we are back. Oh, boy, I am feeling like shit. How do you feel?
I feel okay, actually. I'm feeling fine.
You know, everyone is always so positive. Damn it. Why can't everyone, you know what I hate when you say, like, man, I'm miserable, right? And people are always like, why are you always complaining? Stop complaining. And it's like, people don't realize how big a complainer about complaining is. People that whine about, complain about complainers are the biggest fucking complainers in the whole world.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just not a complainer. I know you.
No, I am. I do to a certain extent. It's just
give me some complaints.
The things that you should hear me watch TV. That's all it takes. That's all I got to do is watch TV. You watch Hannity and Combs or something like that on the air, and it's just like
Fox.
Okay, here we go. You know, just
Hannity and Combs. You know? Which one, what bozos are they? I don't know.
I
get them all mixed up.
Idiots.
There's, you know what?
I can't stomach those guys. I just go nuts. I listen to them for about 5 minutes, you know. And you know, it's like this thing with the Pope. They were saying, you know, how
we're gonna get to the Pope today, by the way. We're gonna get to the Pope today, by the way. But go ahead.
Can I just mention this really quick?
Sure.
You know how on the Daily Show the other day I saw how, you know, if you they're talking about, you know, how Bush got basically scolded for his war in Iraq, and he said this this war is damaging to humanity and something like
that. Who said that?
And, the Pope said.
I know.
I don't know if damaging is the word. I can't remember. It was probably even a.
I know the Pope
word.
Came out against the war.
Right, and then you go like.
That's the only good thing the Pope ever did, by the way.
And,
go on.
And they got. Yeah, well, the thing is, they go on that show, and they're just, you know, somebody brings up that quote, the quote from the Pope, and they're just totally denying it. Well, that's what you say. Blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just like, you idiots, you can't put a spin on that, you know? And then of course, you watch this is the Daily Show that aired I think it was like the 8th or 9th of April or something like that, the Drew Barrymore show. But, you know, if you get a chance to look at that, you know, I love
if
that.
If I see that fucking Drew Barrymore and that other guy she's promoting the movie with anymore, I'm gonna fucking murder. Yeah, I'm gonna murder
someone.
You're
gonna hear a lot.
It's gonna be murder, man.
You're gonna hear a lot about it.
I can't take it.
They did a lot of shooting, like at the Red Sox.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh, you don't live in Boston, man.
No, but I'm like, we're the only ones out here in California.
Oh, I mean, are you like bombarded with that shit as well?
Actually, that was the first goddamn good game, the good playoff series I've ever seen.
I'm not bashing the Sox. I'm bashing Drew Barrymore.
Don't bash her. I love her. I actually met her once.
Oh. You know, they've got it just this is just an obnoxious promotional thing, and it's just making me crazy. I hate it. They're just exploiting the whole thing. Tell me about Drew.
Oh, she was cool.
Did you meet her at like at a drug party, binge? Or...
Check it out. This
was there cocaine masculine LSD everywhere?
Oh, you're bad. This will give you another perspective. This is I think like 1990. Around that area.
That was her drug days. That was her drug haze days.
I was working at this record store called, it was a record store / video store called Music Plus in Ventura on the corner of Ventura and Reseda Boulevard. And is it Reseda Boulevard? Yeah, I guess so.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not sure. Ventura and Topanga. No, that's too far.
Doesn't matter.
I can't remember.
Hit and run.
but she came in looking for a job. We were doing the interviews at our store, and she just walked right up and she asked for.
I need a fix. Is there something I can do for you?
Oh shit! But she was. I was just floored. I was just standing there, and she walked up like. You know, and you know, I grew up basically.
What kind of a job?
All that good stuff. I recognized her instantly. We had a lot of celebrities come into that store, by the way. So it was like a.
Did you go phone home? ET phone home?
No. She was just very nice. She came right up. She asked if this is where they were doing the interviews, and I said yeah. Went in the back, and they let her in, and you know.
Did you?
Cool.
Did you? Was she hired?
I think she was for the Studio City store.
What? being in like a video jockey?
Yeah, this is between movies. This is basically like after her childhood, you know, the child star thing, and before her career as a star.
That was the drug haze. Yeah, the drug haze.
Well, actually, no, her mom had all her money. This is the thing. That's why she had to go for a job. Is basically
because, you know,
her mom was doing all the drugs.
People don't know this. Her grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
Was a famous actor. What's his name? Barrymore.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
I think it's Richard Barrymore.
Yeah, I don't remember. But I actually respect the guy because he didn't back down in front of the witch hunt, the congressional witch hunt for comedies.
Did you hear the whole story?
He stood his ground.
He died?
And he didn't name names.
Yeah.
What? Go ahead.
When he died, basically, the W.C. Fields. And I can't remember who else, but they snaked him from the hospital, took him home, propped him up in a chair, put a drink in his hand, and called everybody over for a party.
Hold on. He was dead?
Yeah.
That is so sick.
Why?
Dude, you don't take dead people and do things with them? That's just against the law of God. We don't accept that in this show. This is a spiritual show.
They propped him up in a chair and put a drink in his hand. I hope somebody has sense enough to do that to me when I'm dead.
Look, we don't...
I demand a Guinness if anybody's out
there. We're setting a high example for young people on this show. You know, we're setting an example of, you know, how to live and let me shut up.
Hit and run.
You want some Guinness? I'll give you. Oh God!
Oh, that's like.
You want a Guinness when you're dead? It won't help you. All right, let me play this angry white male.
Oh, dude, you need a cough button, man. That's not just killing the listeners. That's killing my ear.
Oh,
my one good ear.
Oh, really? Well, we'll have to talk about your bad ear sometime.
Huh?
We'll have to talk about your bad ear sometime, but we got to hit. We had the. You're fucking with me. By the way, I didn't want my listeners to know that my IQ was like 95. Average IQ is 100. So, jokes like that, it takes me a while, you know, to catch on. I don't always get it. And that's another thing that I neglected to say. When I was talking about all those cowards earlier, I have a 95 IQ. And one other thing I forgot to say is that it was Wadiko who did the testing, that abusive summer camp that I alluded to earlier, that tested me and said, you have a 95 IQ, and they told me I should be a chef. Should have listened to them. Probably would have been employed by now. But anyways... They won't even confront a mentally retarded person, you know? And that's how cowardly
yeah.
they are. But anyways, let me have some water and cue this up. All right. Hold on. I got to find it. Here. I'm finding it. Here. Okay, this is this guy that... made the recording. He didn't leave a name. Hi, I just want to tell you that I really don't appreciate it when you liberal communist Jews murder Terry Schiavo. There's just too many of you liberal activist judges, you Jew judges, and you people just gotta put an end to the killing of the handicapped and start accepting the culture of life. Just because you can't talk, it don't mean you gotta be murdered. Even though that Chavo woman was a handicap, she could still watch TV and go swimming and ride a bicycle. That's all I gotta say. So y'all just stop advocating the murder of the handicapped, or else I'm gonna have to come down to New York and slit your throat like you one of my hogs. That's all I gotta say. Thank you. I got nothing against you personal, Moshe or Mushi or whatever your name is. I don't hate the Jews. I just don't like when you murder the handicapped. All right, well, that's, I don't know who he was.
He didn't leave,
he didn't leave a name. I'm just going to call him the angry white male. you know something? I wish a guy like that would call every week. And in fact, you know, I don't think he's going to call.
Fishing. Keep fishing. I bet you'll find one.
I don't think he's going to call back. But this is what.
We hope not.
This is a call. But I would love to have a guy like this, an angry white male, that represents the angry white male populace. You know, the Rush Lombardos of the world. Okay? You know, the Bush lovers of the world. And I want someone like this to call in each week and just, you know, just say what he feels. And I won't censor him. And, you know, I don't think I'm going to find that person. But you know what I would like is if one of my listeners can contact me, and even if they're not an angry white male, I want them to be an angry white male and to, you know, impersonate an angry white male so that we could at least hear the angry white male perspective.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I want people to really contact me and ask if they want to be, if they would be the angry white male. They don't have to do something special. I'll give them the line. I'll give them, you know, I'll write them something or they could write something. Okay.
You know what? It makes me think of something. I let me talk to a friend of mine and see if I can get a call in a couple times.
That would be great. I mean,
All right.
I mean, I'd have to edit it because we don't really.
If for your own safety, I wouldn't edit it. I just let them go, you know.
Well, see, the thing is, I don't want, like last week I talked about your friend or whatever from that show.
Yeah.
And he did like this horrible racist thing about an angry black male, okay? And it was like it was horrible. And I don't really want to like. I only want to go after the angry white male. I'm not interested in like the only like stereotype I'm interested in really persecuting and going after is the angry white male. That's what I want to go for. I'd rather have a southern angry white male, something Alabama-ish.
Okay.
But, you know, if you can give me, a western or a northern angry white male, that's any white male would do.
Okay. You got it. You got it. I know somebody who would just do the hell out of that. Okay.
All right.
He's done a couple of like senators and southern senators and all that good stuff.
They're really like oppressively angry and white.
Oh yeah. All right, you got it.
You're the man. Oh God.
Oh, God, dude, you gotta get a. Gotta.
Does that hurt your ears? Does that hurt your ears?
Oh yeah, dude. It hurts everybody. Everybody on tune in.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. Me, you know, maybe after getting my voice surgery, that would.
Yeah. Can't you just put your hand over the microphone?
Here's the thing. There's this voice tube, like, really, like, it's like, I'm wearing, like, headgear, and the voice tube is really close to my mouth. But what I'll do is try to cover my mouth. I didn't realize. I'll try to do something to prevent. I didn't realize it was. I mean, I don't, you know.
It's bad. Well, you'll hear it.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was fucking you up. All right. Okay, another thing I want to say is that. I'm sorry, sorry.
Bastard.
Sorry.
Now he's fucking with me. You're getting me back, that's all.
No. I just need to be trained. I'll be like Clockwork Orange, and I'll be like trained to do it. Okay. But I will be giving. I'm trying to spice up the show. I'm trying to add some stuff, and I will be doing. We have to get to the Pope, so let's hurry this up. Shit, there's so much shit I wanted to do. I wanted to do J-Lo and PETA, and we'll do that next week.
Okay.
I wanted to get to that. But I will be giving, fuck this. I'm moving on to Pope. That's going to be it. We'll do everything on the next. Fuck, there's so much shit I want to do. You know what? Let's do what I want to do is the real like time sensitive stuff. So let me quickly do it. Okay, we're running out of time. I want to just talk about the Pope a little bit. I want to read you a quote by Thomas Cahill. This is an op-ed piece in the New York Times. Quote, "But John Paul II's most lasting legacy to Catholicism will come from the episcopal appointments he made. In order to have been named a bishop, a priest must have been seen to be absolutely opposed to masturbation, premarital sex, birth control, including condoms used to prevent the spread of AIDS, abortion, divorce, homosexual relations, married priests, female priests, and any hint of Marxism," unquote. Now, let me just say, the Pope is just, this is the only exception, but he's towing the line of the church, okay, the conservative line. Okay, there's precedence for most of this shit in the Bible. I don't know about the thing about a female priest. I'm not sure about that. But here's the thing. There's nothing in the Bible that says you can't be a Marxist or it's wrong to be a Marxist. The Pope bent over backwards, okay, to fuck the social movements. The Frontline did a very interesting show about the Pope like 5 years ago and talked about how he really broke the back of the progressive movement in South America, you know, by firing all the priests and so forth, because that's where, you know, the left was organized in the church, and the Pope just, you know, he's just a fascist. I don't know. You're Catholic, so sort of. I want to get your opinion on the Pope.
I don't know. I still, you know, even though I was raised a Catholic, I still believe that, you know, one of the ultimate, you know, evils in the world is organized religion. So I don't know how that fits.
But you're a Buddhist. How can you say that?
I'm many things. I'm just a human being. You know, I, you know, kind of take. Pick and choose from.
No, you can't. You can look. Either you're for it or you're against it. There's no middle ground here in this show.
Whatever it is, I'm against it.
So you're against Buddha. Are you against Buddha?
No, I'm just quoting Groucho Marx. I'm sorry.
I'm retarded. Don't quote it. Obscure things. I don't know what they are.
Okay.
Give me a break. I'm retarded.
Hey, you watch those movies? Don't you watch Groucho Marx? You watch, you know.
About a million years ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm pushing 40. I'll be 40 in November. Do you think I remember that stuff?
I've got commercials and all these bad jokes in my head from years back, and I can't get them out. But yeah, that's part of being human. I mean, it's all about experience. You know, you see valid points in Buddhism and Judaism and Christianity and Islam.
Judaism,
excuse me. That's the thing. I mean, that's part of being free, is you get to choose. You get to make decisions.
What do you feel about the Pope? I want to know what you feel. What is your reaction? What do you feel, really?
I didn't have a reaction, really. I felt that, you know, he was a good man, and there are a lot of good men in the world.
Why do you feel he was a good man?
Against communism, and that you gotta respect, you know, someone who lived through the, you know, Stalin and lived through Hitler, and who watched all of his friends except one die in the concentration camps in Poland, You gotta respect that he has.
Do you really think it's the church's business to get involved in politics?
No, I don't. I'm not looking I'm looking at him as a human being who basically worked in the coal mines, became an actor, and quietly, secretly, while he was, you know, in forced labor, learning to be a priest. That's a human being there. You know, before anything else, he was a human being, and he has, you know, life experiences that one should respect. And whether or not he made sacrifices or went one way or the other because of doctrine or religious faith or whatever like that, that's all just dogma. That's created by man. The thing is, he's a human being first, and he had the power to think for himself.
What he
educated himself, he had experiences, and by that standard, I think he was a great man.
Wow.
Other than the the religious and the fanaticism of all the people waiting in line for 10 hours, you know, in cold and passing out and stuff like that. I'm sorry, but they're just sheep. They have no sense
you
of
really,
self.
You really, you know, and
all those people, if all those people felt and learned and actually took the Pope as a role model, they wouldn't be standing in line. They'd be back at home doing the best they can, trying to better themselves.
Wow. It's really amazing that I'm surprised to get this reaction.
What do you mean?
Because I thought, you know, based on all the evils the man has committed by fucking the social movement in South America, by denying, by trying to bury the sex abuse scandal in the United States. And I'm sure
you can't really attribute that to one man. I mean, because seriously,
look, the buck stops with him. He's the Pope. He's head of the church.
That's bullshit.
He was head of the church.
Well, you know that's you could say it's all Bush's fault too, but it's not.
No, it is all Bush's fault. The buck stops with Bush.
It's the minions that listen and follow, and they don't think for themselves. I mean, literally, he's just a figurehead. The same as the Pope.
Oh, no, he's not. No. He's not just a figurehead. He had incredible power. In fact, the court just wrote.
Make decisions. You listen to the whole 9/11 thing, and Connie's like, oh, well, there was nothing in this memo that said we had to do anything about it.
She's a pawn. She just does whatever Bush. She's a puppet
what
of Bush.
I'm saying, but
the Pope is not a puppet for anyone. Pope was in charge, and I just read you a quote. He would only appoint priests, okay, that were yes men, were ditto heads, okay, that had to walk this straight conservative line.
But
you know,
see, that's the evil of the organized religion.
And
that's not a human being. I mean, that's why
it's amazing to me that you're not, you know, you don't think he has any responsibility for all this.
Well, to a degree, I'm sure he does. But at the same time, that's religious doctrine. You know, that's dogmatic law. That was already set into place hundreds of years before he did, and he had to conform to it.
Well, no. No, look, I'm not a Catholic. I'm not an expert in Catholicism, but the Catholicism has changed slowly, but has changed radically over the centuries. At one point, abortion was actually okay. It didn't become illegal until recently. Okay? I don't have precise dates here, but there have been radical changes in the way the church thinks. Now, the Pope has the power to change things. He has actually ultimate power. He had ultimate power to change the positions that the church took. Not everything in the church is written in stone.
Sure.
Who was the first Christian? What's his name? Was it Peter? Peter, Paul, I don't remember. Who was the guy that first went around and promoted teachings of Jesus?
Oh, he's talking about the Church of Peter or something like that?
Was it Peter?
I think it was Peter.
Okay. There was no church at that time. Okay? There was no institution. All this shit evolved later. Okay? There's nothing really written in stone.
Right. That's called dogmatic law.
What is this dogmatic law?
Dogmatic law is basically before I don't really cop to this, but before Jesus left, he says, "Whatever you hold true on earth, we shall hold true in heaven," and that's basically dogmatic law. So basically, man, is making the laws up, and then it's supposed to be retroactively correct in heaven, or whatever. But you look at the whole history of the church, and they basically just kind of built on popular beliefs. You know, if a X amount of bishops believe that giving out condoms is a bad thing, then that's the way everything's going to go. You know, it's not exactly the Pope saying, "Hey, you know what? I woke up this morning, I thought condoms were a bad thing. So we're going to say, you know, sorry Africa, but no, we don't want you to use condoms."
But what surprises me is you don't attribute any responsibility to the Pope for saying things like that.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, it's also about personal responsibility, whether you're just going to be followed, you know, be led around like, you know, some kind of sheep, or have to follow some kind of religious doctrine, or have to do what your bishops tell you, or what you feel that the current mood is,
Do you think Bush is ultimately responsible for the evil that he brought on to Iraq, and we don't know him, but in the estimated, you know, hundreds of thousands of lives that were lost?
It wasn't just him. This was started a long time before he got indicted.
Oh, of course it was. Yes, it was started. The blueprints.
If he was a human being,
but he
was
in. Yes, but he was. He was the executive officer. He was in charge. I mean, he was following ideas set out by other people, by people like William Christopher and what is it, Project for a New American Century.
Yeah.
Okay, but. The invasion plans were already set, but he was responsible. So you don't think that Bush is truly responsible for his evils?
He's just a part of it. He's responsible. We're all responsible. I'm responsible. I pay my taxes. You know, I'm responsible.
Why are you responsible? No, why are you responsible?
Because I'm part of it.
You're not part of it. You're on the show with me. You're on the show with me. Talking about these evil people.
Uh-huh.
We're airing out the dirty laundry. You're
right.
Not a part of it. No, you're not shutting up. If you were silent, you would be part of it, but you're not part of it.
Oh, well, I appreciate that perspective. I do. I appreciate that perspective. But at the same time, I have to be an example and say, I'm going to take responsibility for this. I don't agree with it. I'm not with Bush, and I'm not with the terrorists. I'm with myself. I'm with the human beings. I'm with the workers. I'm with the people that of the least of our society that should be, you know, should be at least acknowledged, which aren't. And I'm for the kids and education and all that. You know, so I do take responsibility for that. But you know, I appreciate that. You know, you don't include me in that whole, you know, whole sort of mishmash type of thing. But you know, the reality is we're all part of it. You know, and until somebody, you know, will, you know, kind of realize that, or before hopefully it'll catch on and people will realize, you know, hey, maybe I don't need this 18-room villa. You know, I've only got a family of three. You know, maybe I should just, you know.
Hit it. I'm sorry. We're gonna have to hit around. I'm gonna have to cut you off. But I want from you a final synopsis. That's not the right word. A final analysis of the Pope.
He was a good man, but he turned to the dark side of the force.
For non-nerds, what does that mean?
You know, it's, how do I explain it to non-nerds? He became part of the system. He became part of, instead of being more of an individual, I think he became more of just a figurehead and a tool and a pawn current fashions.
Okay.
Beliefs.
I'm going to let you say that, but that amazes me. It really does, because you're not really, it doesn't seem to me like you're attributing any responsibility, you know, to him.
Well, I
believe that people are responsible for their actions.
If people want to listen to him, then they're irresponsible.
No. Why are you blaming the people listening to him? The Pope is ultimately responsible for his actions, not the church, the Pope. And just like George Bush. George Bush is not responsible for what William Christopher's plans of invading Iraq. George Bush is. I'm sorry, I didn't give you the last word. I'm going to give you the last word.
I don't want to say,
you know, I'm right and you're wrong. I really want your opinion here. I'm going to give you the last word.
I think it's very complicated. You know, it's very complicated, and that's why it's a difficult topic to just kind of sum up. But, you know, if you want to, blame somebody, blame yourself. I mean, I can't, if I'm powerless and if my vote doesn't count and if I'm not heard, that's my fault, you know. And the fact that, you know, these guys are up there and Enron's happening and people are, you know, stealing from their companies and people are losing their pensions and stuff like that. There's a whole lot of people out there who really don't care because they only give a damn about their bowling score and that they have gas in their SUV, you know. And I can't be like that, you know, personally. And if you want to look at the president, the Pope, or any other figurehead or whatever, you know, you can look at that and say that's a figurehead, an example. But no, at one point that person was a human. They made their decisions. That, as far as I can see, that deserves respect. But at the same time, you got to realize when you have to say and stand up and go against the grain, go against the administration, and go against the status quo, because it really comes down to you. It really comes down to me.
Okay. All right. That's you know, I was watching. Hello.
Yo.
I was watching Ward Churchill today.
Uh-huh.
You sort of sound like him.
Why is that?
That if you're not, I'm not sure, really not sure what to think about. I haven't really. I'm not sure what to think about Churchill yet. I haven't completely formulated my opinion, but he's sort of saying that it seemed to me that if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. You know, you're guilty by definition if you're not doing something. And that I buy. I do buy that. What I'm sort of wary about, I'm not sure about what Churchill, if Churchill's really just a self-promoter or not. I think that his motives are a little suspect. I'm not sure yet. I would really like to read one of his books. Yeah,
oh,
go
do,
on.
Do, please, do that.
You have one of his books?
Read.
He just made a new one that he was plugging.
Oh, shit. What is it? God damn it. Something about passivism. We'll get back to it. Let's get next weekend. Let's talk about Ward next weekend.
Okay. We can also talk about the cigarette photo, the joint photo. On my blog, talkwarrior.com, I have this photo of Ward Churchill, and I say he's smoking reefer, you know, before class. And And there's a big argument, debate brewing on the website about whether it's a joint or a cigarette, you know? But it's sort of a funny thing, but I...
Hey, I have that, the title. It's War Churchill, Pacifism and the Pathology in the American Left.
Pacifism.
And this is actually a CD. I don't have the book with me.
And the,
but it's
Mythology. Give it to me. No, say it again. Just say it again.
Pacifism, yeah. And the Pathology in the American Left.
Okay. That's a book
that's
you can buy,
Churchill.
Right?
And that's, yeah. That's
War Churchill.
War Churchill, and that's produced by the AK Press, and you can go and buy it.
Oh, tell me something. What is AK? Is that like AK as in AK-47? Is that like a revolutionary thing, or does it stand for something else?
I don't know. Sure don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, you can buy that at alternativetentacles.com, and that's Jello Biafra. Love you, guy.
Leave that's who?
The media, my friend.
Say that again?
Jello Biafra.
Who the hell is that?
Oh, my God. Okay, there's another
we
show.
We are so over. We are so over.
Okay.
We're wrapping
it
up.
We're right about an hour and four, hour and five.
I hate going this far.
Well, it's better longer than shorter.
You know, no one is listening. You know, believe me. There's probably like two people listening at this point.
Hey,
that's why I don't like
to.
Yeah.
Two is better than none.
That's why I don't like to go this far. But let's read the credits. You know, for now on, I'm going to give you the credits. I'm going to let you read it. I'm going to give...
I don't have them, so you got to...
Yeah, I know. I'm going to start... What is the word? Relegating? Delegating?
Delegating.
Delegating more responsibility for you. So I'm going to have... You're going to be like my slave for now.
No. I'm your Ed McMahon for this.
Yeah. I actually, you know, it made it so much easier to have you do the intro, because that way I don't have to freak out and fuck up the intro and all that, and get the date wrong.
Right.
Yeah, all right. Here's the credits. Let me just say I'd like to thank you, Sean. What's your full church name?
Reverend Jed I. Knight.
Oh, God. We can't talk about that. But anyways, I'd like to thank you for Ed McMahoning the show. and your website is, you know what gets me always confused about your, this is why I always fuck up the name of your website, because I always get confused. Is this Upstart America, Upstart Radio America, Upstart?
I should have a reflector site, but it's upstartradio.com.
Okay.
And the name of the station is Upstart Radio America.
Okay, so I'd like to thank you.
Thank you, Moisha.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, no, the thanks is on you. What you should say is, I love you.
Oh, no. Mongo straight.
What?
The Blazing Saddles.
Oh, man, Blazing Saddles. Boy, you're like a real nerd.
Hey, man, I work in television. I got to know this stuff.
Oh, yeah, you live...
You can't watch...
You work in nerd land.
Hey, I'm proud of it, too.
You know what? I don't understand. How come, like, a real nerd like you doesn't watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer? What is wrong with you?
They're not in space. What the hell?
So you only like Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks.
And space shit. Shit involving space?
Spaceballs was a great movie, yeah.
Oh, that was an obscenely horrible movie.
It was wonderful.
Oh, man, that was bad.
Hey, you know what? They got these DVDs where Mel Brooks, they have a commentary, and I got to recommend those DVDs for people out there.
Go ahead.
You know those movies, you just get the DVD and listen to the commentary while you're watching, because it's the most wonderful, the best absolute commentaries you can get. Is just you're sitting there watching like Blazing Saddles with Mel Brooks, and you're sitting there watching Young Frankenstein with Mel Brooks.
That was a good movie.
There. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, love the guy. That's about all I got to say.
All right. Oh, sorry. Hold on. I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. You know, I usually don't, people don't really know what that means. Okay? That's the Jewish God, you know, God of my original father. Okay? I just want everyone to know that.
I knew what that meant.
Oh, okay. Because I wasn't sure, you know, if, like, it was just, like, you know, riding over people's heads or whatever the expression is. I don't know. Anyways, I dedicate this show to the people around the world who fight fascism, tyranny, imperialism, economic injustice, and racism. And I should probably add here George Bush to that. I'll probably do that. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. It may be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. To get a copy of this week's show to syndicate freely on your website, go to radioforall.net or go to TalkWarrior.com, send us an email, and we'll show you how to do it. Streaming audio is not only easy to set up, but free. I also want to urge people in a very big way to start podcasting. Go to, iPodder.org, okay? And that way, you don't have to go to the show will come right to you. I want everyone in the whole fucking world to start podcasting. That's my medium, okay? That's, you know, you got to podcast me. If you're not podcasting me, you're a loser, okay? I'll see you again next week. It's Sunday, 4 p.m. No, I don't know if it's actually next week. It might be 2 weeks from now. Check out the fucking website. It will have the current schedule is at the website on the main page. All right, talkwarrior.com. All right, anything else?
No, thanks for having me again.
All right,
see you next time.
Okay, thank you. Don't hang up.